It's only when I look at how many audio recordings I've made in the last week do I realise that, yes, I have actually taken some holiday, some time off. And this is now the busiest time that I've experienced in a fair few days, as people are picking up their cars and are on a rare occasion allowed to drive it into Centre Parks, which is where I am at the moment and where I've spent this week, to go to their chalets or lodges, whatever you want to call them, on what are normally very, very quiet roads. I've just taken a couple of bicycles back that we use as a family to get around, and it's blissful, absolutely blissful. Got caught in a shower yesterday, and apart from that, the weather's been great. Not that that's an issue in a place like this where there's so much to do indoors as much as outdoors. Just having this little space in the woods on the side of a lake where you've got muntjac and squirrels and moorhens, and if you really want to check them out, snakes and all kinds of stuff to just look out the window at if you want. Done some reading. I've relaxed a lot. Not slept as much as I'd like to. I've been wanting to make the most of the days, and sometimes sleep is something I'm not, you know, that keen on when I've got things I still feel like I'd need to be doing. Must read some more, must finish this bottle of wine, must do this, that and the other. So one time I probably really need to take a holiday that just involves a lot of sleep, although yesterday I did have the luxury of falling asleep on the sofa for 2 hours, started listening to a podcast and drifted blissfully off. That was really nice, and that's something I don't do very often at all, if ever. So, downtime. Not actually being downtime, because the lodge we're in had Wi-Fi. Would I say unfortunately had Wi-Fi? Well, I've even got my Wi-Fi with me just in case. So even if we didn't have Wi-Fi, which was a little bit sporadic here, I probably would have checked my email and tweeted a few times like I have been doing over the last few days. But no major drama. That's my hobby as much as it is my job as well. So it's kind of strange, because when I said I was going to Centre Parks, a couple of people were like, Centre Parks? Interestingly, more people were like, oh, amazing, I've had the most incredible time. There's only a couple of people I don't think have ever been to Centre Parks, and this is my first time. And those that have been, Nick Butler, has been quite a few times, and he was straight away going, oh, you'll love it. And it's kind of interesting. There's some seriously lush, you know, tucked away posh lodges here, which I imagine some of the celebs might be using now. I know that Baby Spice, Emma Bunton's here, and Jack Lemmon is also here. And it's just kind of, because it's in a kind of secure compound where only the people on holiday here stay here. You kind of, it's like a gated community. But you've got your Starbucks if you want to go out for a coffee, your self-catering apartment, you can do, you know, whatever you want. Don't really have to leave it. You seriously don't have to leave it, because they deliver all kinds of pizzas and takeaways of all nationalities, should you not want to leave your little hideaway. But it's nice to get out. There's a pretty incredible tropical indoor swimming area thing with wave machines and flumes, and I'm actually a hell of a lot more injured now than when I got here. I will be taking away a shoulder injury of sorts due to slightly violent usage of one of the log flumes. And also I went down this, one of the water chute slide things. I did go down what was a little bit like a log flume, which I think you're meant to go down in a rubber ring, but I didn't. So I'm kind of shooting the rapids with my body. It's, you know, undulating concrete channel, which I did get a little bit battered down, and I've been feeling that the last couple of days. Still, you can't expect to have these kind of adventures and not sustain some kind of injury. Little boy, mini mentally on Twitter. I'm going to change his Twitter name soon. He's getting too big to be a mini mentally. And this is going to cause a problem because so many people have linked to the Twitter account mini mentally. So, I don't know. It's going to be a problem. Can't call him Maxi mentally because he's not that big. Anyway, yeah, he was bouncing around on the sofa at one point, and strange thing in the lodges, the plug sockets are quite high in some places, and I was charging an iPad, and it was my fault, I guess, in a way. It was resting on the back of the sofa, and as he bounced, it kind of bounced off, landed right on his forehead, which drew blood, and I was freaking out for a momentarily going, what have I done? And then I suddenly found out, realised that it was his fault, so what has he done, really? Stop bouncing around on the sofa. Oh, so, yeah, we'll be taking away mementos in the forms of scar and tissue damage and muscle damage. But I would have taken that quite happily, and I've never seen the little boy happier. And we've just had such a relaxing time and just enjoying food and wine and nature. And I guess it's what holidays are all about. And I've forgetting because I don't holiday that much. Head straight back into it from Monday of next week. I've got a really crazy week. I've got to fly somewhere as well. I haven't even booked that flight, but so I need to probably sort that out. And I'm running a video for the web course, and I've got of course on the 25th, which is the Saturday. That's kind of the end of my week. I'll be at George Orwell's grave if you're around. Go to socialmediapicnic.com and you should see some information of the last couple of events that we've held there, which is basically just a picnic, and we talk a little bit about civil liberties. All are welcome. If there is a funeral, then we probably have to vacate the graveyard and we just go to the pub. But we've been there the last few years unhindered. So check it out. Holiday stops here. And work resumes again.